Hi, I'm Phil.
And I'm Jane.
Welcome to Unhinged and Bumbled Up,
the relatable dating podcast.
Hello and welcome to Unhinged and Bumbled Up. I'm Phil, she's Jane, and today we've got a special guest on the show. But before that, Jane, what have you been up to this week?
Hello, everybody. So actually, I went to London for the weekend because me and my boyfriend, we still want to keep the magic alive. So we have like date nights every weekend because I'm quite busy during the week. So luckily, I've met someone that loves musical theatre. Because I feel like you don't find many guys that like musical theatre.
What did you see?
Well, this is the embarrassing part, okay? So I love Disney. I've always wanted to see Frozen. But okay. The weird thing is, when you turn up at the theatre, it's just kids everywhere. So you do feel a bit out of place. So it almost feels like we need a kid with us to make it acceptable to see it.
You didn't steal a kid, did you?
It was amazing. And he's got like young nieces. So like he's seen Frozen a million times. He actually loves things like that as well. But we're just trying our best to just keep doing lovely like date nights. And London is just the place we love to go to see shows. What about yourself, Phil?
Me, I kind of blew up on TikTok a little bit.
I'm jealous.
A video that I put up, and it kind of went like, wow. So hi to everyone from TikTok that's listening, and thank you for all the likes and the follows. That's amazing. And then I am continuing my A to Z of the UK, and this weekend did the letter B for Bournemouth. So literally travelled all around there.
I love that idea. It's so different and it gives you some excitement every single weekend, like choosing a different destination. But I do recommend you come to, when it gets to you, which I know is going to be a while away, come to Ullapool in Scotland. It's like the furthest
north. Isn't that like the furthest?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cheers for that. Thanks. Yeah, I will drive all the way up there. I might spend a week there. Is there anything to do?
Yeah, there's loads of things. I mean, I've actually not been there personally. I've always wanted to. It was actually a school project once. They talked about Ullapool because it used to have like croft houses, and it's just like they all speak. I can never say this right. They speak Gaelic or Gaelic, whatever the national.
Yeah, interesting. That's your project before I come up to Ullapool. You'll have to learn it.
Learn a line.
Right. Anyway, you've had enough of us rambling on about our week. I hope everybody listening's okay. But now it's time to introduce a special guest. Now, without this person, I wouldn't be talking to you right now. If you can't guess from that clue, it is my mum. So, hi, mum. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Phil. Hi, Jane. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
I love that you're here because I would never, ever, ever invite my mum onto the podcast. She doesn't even know
that's
I wrote.
Our next guest.
No, I don't. My heart just stopped there. My mum doesn't even know I've wrote my book, so she will never appear on the podcast.
Maybe one day. So I haven't just got my mum on here just to talk all about me and my embarrassing things that I did as a child. My mum is actually a qualified hypnotherapist, and she specializes in RTT. So I think the first question for everybody listening, what is RTT?
RTT is Rapid Transformational Therapy. It's a unique, standalone hybrid therapy that was created by a wonderful lady called Marissa Peer. And I had the absolute amazing chance to train with Marissa Peer in London, and it was such a fantastic experience. It's an award-winning therapy. She's won lots of awards for it. RTT combines the best principles of hypnotherapy, CBT, which is cognitive behavioral therapy, and NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming. and it offers a fast, effective result for a range of both physical and emotional issues.
So what made you get into this field of work?
I've always been interested in self-development and helping myself. I'm a Reiki master, so I did Reiki years and years ago and got to the master status, but the mind's
crystal
always
healing,
fascinates
Indian
me.
Head massages.
The list goes on.
I've had it all.
Oh, wow.
I've been test subject for all of it.
Phil's been my guinea pig from everything that I've gone along for.
Amazing.
So, yeah. He's even had some RTT, so I'm sure he's going to let us know and tell us all about that.
We will talk about that later on. So, so RTT, basically, I'm just trying to think of it. So, what does RTT help, like, solve, or what is it used for? Like,
oh, it can solve anything, emotional and physical problems. It's fantastic for confidence, really good for relationship issues, seeing as we're on a podcast that deals with relationships, anything to do with relationships. One of my favourites is self-love. I think everybody needs that, self-love, mm-hmm. self-belief, yeah. self-esteem, self-worth. It's absolutely amazing for that. Absolutely amazing for anything and everything, really.
Do you get couples coming to you, or is it mainly individuals?
It's done on one-to-one individual basis. Most of it's done on Zoom, which is you wouldn't think, but it's absolutely amazing. You can do that perfectly well. So I've worked with people all over the world. Worked with people from Canada, from America, even a lady from Barbados. So,
oh, wow.
You know, yeah. Amazing. International.
I'd be saying to her, I'll give you free sessions if you can invite me over to Barbados to stay.
So a question is, because it involves hypnosis, doesn't it? Now,
it does.
When people think about hypnosis, they think Paul Daniels, you know, sleep, wake up and be a chicken. Could you talk us through the process a bit of how it works and whether that is the correct way of looking at it or not?
No, it isn't the correct way of looking at it. And this frightens a lot of people. Every time you say hypnosis, that's the first thing that comes to people's minds. They think that they're going to be clucking round like a chicken, and it's definitely not the way at all. All I can say is what I say to my clients, it just makes you feel absolutely relaxed, and your subconscious mind actually switches on and makes it more alert. So the definition really is hypnosis alters our state of consciousness in such a way that our conscious thinking mind is switched off and our subconscious emotional mind is made more alert. So it allows us to go down there and get down to the real root of the issues and the problems and find out what is causing you this problem.
Yeah.
And RTT helps with all techniques and tools to actually change it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how many sessions would you recommend someone would have if, say, they have a kind of issue with their relationship and they're, you know, maybe trying to solve it? Is there a particular time frame, or is it just when someone's ready?
Like it says, it's rapid. So usually you can deal with the sessions between 1 and 3 sessions.
Oh, wow.
So something like that, probably 1 session, that's all that person will need.
And then you get a recording afterwards that you listen to for 21 days. Mm. So it's basically self-hypnosis through the recording.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And it is amazing. So all these traits that we have as adults, our subconscious, obviously, they're all in our subconscious. And people try to, like, people that have... where they eat and eat and eat and eat and they want to lose weight, but they can't, so they spend on gym memberships and everything like that. But what they don't understand, it's in their subconscious, isn't it? And where do these traits come from? Where do these behaviours come from?
Well, it usually, What it is psychologists believe that by the age of 7, most of our patterns of behaviour, our beliefs, and even habits are formed. So obviously it's beliefs that they make in their childhood that goes into the subconscious mind, and that's what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like mine.
So basically it means like if you it's basically why they say, like, in relationships, some people can't let go of certain traits because they've maybe built that up from their childhood. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, all these patterns, patterns are thinking, doing, or behaving the same way over and over again in different situations, thinking that it's going to serve you, but it's the same old story, what you keep doing. If you keep doing the same thing, you'll get the same thing over and over again. So So that's what happens, really. So it's doing something different.
Yeah, and it's changing your subconscious, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah. So, I'll talk a bit about what I went through.
Perfect.
So my mum came to me and told me that she was doing RTT. I was like, what is this all about? Because as we spoke about, she's done Reiki before, she's done crystal healing, she's done Indian head massages. And I've always been the guinea pig, and I've always been, yeah, let's go for it, mum, let's try it. My mum says, what do you want to change about you? And I said, do you know what? I want someone to love. Yeah, I think that's what it was, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we did a session over Zoom. And basically what it turned out to be is, let me reverse back a bit. I used to be a very anxious attachment style. So literally, if I saw someone showed me love, that was it. I was like, yep. I'm literally cling on to it and do whatever I can. It didn't matter how I got treated. I was like, yeah, I am staying with this person because obviously they love me. And so this was a big issue for me. So I didn't realize where it came from. So I did the RTT, and basically it turned out to be my dad. He left when I was 2. Basically, there was memories from, I think, as young as a few months old in there, the scenes that come up. I think Mum will explain more about scenes afterwards and how the process works. But it all led down to that because he didn't want me. I was clinging on to that love from somebody else. So did the hypnotherapy and the RTT, did the tape, listened to that, and yeah, it's changed me massively. I'm like really secure now.
That's so fascinating to think it's, you know, those memories, like even though you don't remember them yourself, they're in your subconscious. Like that's so fascinating. Explains a lot about, you know, when I think back at other people I've dated and I always think, you know, what's going on, because they're not behaving rationally, but there must be some deep stem issue about something that's maybe happened in their childhood perhaps.
Yeah, massively. And it was strange. It was a strange experience. And I cried, didn't I? I cried in it when I was speaking about it. And it was difficult, but it was amazing. And yeah. So do you want to tell everybody about how the scenes work?
Yeah, basically, what we do is We guide you through a relaxing hypnotic state. So that's how it starts. Just to let you know that you're in complete control all the time. So you won't be clucking like a chicken. It'll just be you'll be so nice, so relaxed, and you'll feel great. But anytime you want to stop the session, you've got the complete power to do that. So you'll be working with your subconscious mind, and you'll review scenes and memories in your life. Often they are in childhood that relates to the issue that you're working on. And together, we'll explore and identify the root cause of the issue and the limiting belief you formed about yourself. And it'll help you understand why this issue was an issue in your life today. So then we use tools and techniques, and we work on releasing, reframing, and wiring in exactly what you want in your life going forward. And then we do a bespoke transformational recording that's made for you from what you want. So you say what you want in your own words, and we'll make that for you. And then you can listen to that for 21 days.
That's really good. Mm-hmm. That's such good progress. But do you have to be an open person to get involved with this? Because I can imagine people want it, but then when they're maybe lying down or sitting down, they're probably thinking, oh, actually, I don't want to reveal too much or think about too much. Do you think, does that change things?
No, not necessarily. I think the fact is, at the end of the day, you don't have to share the scenes as long as you realize what that scene's telling you and how it relates to your problem. You don't have to share that. That's entirely up to yourself. But it's crazy. It just like sets light bulbs off for people and think, oh wow, you know, I never realized that. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's transforming. It's amazing.
It is. And you've had it done yourself, haven't you? Because as you say, you've done Reiki Master and everything like that, but there was stuff holding you back that was from your childhood, and with doing it, it's changed you and made you the person you are today, hasn't it?
Definitely. So, yeah, that's what started me. I went for a session and I thought, wow, this is absolutely amazing. I've got to do this and bring it out into the world. So.
And see if someone was, for example, since we're going to always talk about dating on the podcast, so if someone was maybe having some issues with their relationship, they came to you, the techniques they've learned from you, could they try and help their partner by going through the session that you've done with them? Because I can understand some people's partners might not want to get RTT, but so is there a way of someone going to experience it themselves and then passing on that kind of what they learned through the session to their partner?
Not necessarily, but you always find that if you change yourself, it's amazing how other people change around you. Because it may be that something about you that's caused, I'm not saying that it is, but it might be something about a belief that you've got. It's really strange. I mean, not only knowing myself how I was and how it's changed my relationship with my partner, the things that I really worried about before that were a big issue, they're not anymore. So it may be fine that, you know, if you do this and it is that things change around you.
Yeah, because maybe someone realizes, just like you said, like someone might be like, actually, my partner wasn't the issue at all. It's actually me that's got the issue.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's hard for us to understand that it could be us. But
because nobody likes to admit that they've got the problem.
No, not at all. Nobody in this world wants to admit that they are. So, but usually that's the case. They find, or they just change and then they feel better about themselves. So things are different.
I mean, like you say, it's mostly things that happen to you as a child and stuff mostly out of your control, isn't it? It's like, I had no control of him leaving or him not wanting me. That was a him problem. You know, it wasn't a me problem. Mm. But I, at that age, I took it on as it was, you know, and why didn't this person love me kind of thing. And when really it was a him problem. So this is the thing about it. It brings out things that you don't even realize are going on, like deep down. And you know, like I would recommend it, like, massively. I'm not saying it just because it's my mum, but I would recommend it to anyone that has got something that they're dealing with and they're noticing patterns carrying on and carrying on every single thing that they do, whether it's eating, whether it's overthinking, whether it can be anything, can't it? Codependency. That will relate back to traits as a child that you had, you know. And Yeah.
And lots of people attract the same type of person. So they go from relationship to relationship, attracting the same personality. And they always say, it's them, it's them, it's them. But you're the one that's meeting the exact same type of person.
So, the common denominator.
That's it.
Yeah. A lot of people go from relationship to relationship and then try and put a happy ending on it. So they go for the same person, but they think, right, let's put a happy end on it. Let's change this person. Like, yeah. And
we always want to change. We always want to change another person, don't we?
We do. Yeah. But you can only change yourself, can't
you? Exactly.
It's about you wanting to change yourself, you wanting to do something, and it's looking within first. And self-love, like you say. Let's talk about self-love, because we always like a bit of self-love.
Oh, self-love's the most amazing thing. I think everybody needs to love themselves a little bit more, definitely. Yeah.
Do you notice like an increase in clients since the pandemic? I feel like a lot of people, you know, we all kind of self-doubted ourselves and felt quite down during the pandemic. Have you seen an increase of people coming to you?
Yes. I seem to. A lot of people have been suffering from anxiety to the pandemic. Yeah. A lot of people suffer from anxiety because of it, and you know, there's lots of things, because it has been a strange time for a lot of people, hasn't it? There's so much uncertainty in the world, and you know, nobody knew. So yeah, definitely.
But it's so important just to be assured with yourself and try and be happy, because if you're not happy, you're not going to be able to meet somebody and be happy in that relationship.
Mm-hmm. You carry on the same cycles.
Yeah, definitely. That's where self-love, if you can love yourself, then that's it. It just oozes out of you, self-love.
Yeah, it's the first step.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever felt like you, so for example, I'm sorry, Phil, I'm just going to drop you in it, but have you ever met like a date or a partner of Phil's and you felt like it wasn't right and you wanted to say something?
Oh,
yeah, a few of them, but
we won't say names.
No, but I've always had this belief that Phil's got to learn his own, you know, go his own path and learn his own way. So, you know.
I mean, everything happens for a reason.
It does, and definitely.
Whatever happens in the past creates who you are in the present,
definitely.
You know.
Definitely,
yeah.
It's all a learning curve, isn't it?
That's it.
Yeah. That's what life's about learning, isn't it? That's definitely
true. Yeah, exactly. I mean, at the end of the day, at least I didn't spend longer than I should with my relationships, you know, they were there for how long they needed to be, and then it ended and I learned from it. So
what kind of
any more questions?
Yes, I do have more questions. Sorry, Phil. So what advice would you give to Phil about meeting somebody? You know, obviously he's on the online dating apps and we've got the podcast, but what advice would you give to him on his next potential partner? Like, you know, what do you think, how do you think he should go about doing it? For example my parents, they're quite like old-fashioned, they don't really understand like the whole online dating thing at all. Mm-hmm. And you try to explain to them, you know, it's different now, you know, it's harder to meet people in person. I mean, what's your thoughts on online dating?
I've got a funny story about online dating.
Okay, go for it.
Regarding my mum.
Oh,
I used to write her messages.
Oh, no way! So you've done
online dating? Yeah.
Ah, brilliant. Yep. Okay, and how did you find it?
I found it really well. I found it good, actually. Yes. Yeah.
I mean, you can ask the same questions about partners that you asked my mum to me, I can answer that one.
I found it really, really good. I think it is good. I think it's out there. I mean, you meet people that you probably wouldn't meet before, you know, out in the dating field. And like you say, Jane, that's the way forward, isn't it? You don't meet people the traditional way anymore, in bars, or, and since pandemic, that's made it even worse.
That's it. Do you have any dating disasters?
Dating disasters.
This segment is called Dating Disasters because, let's face it, we've all had them. So, now it's time to hear from our guest and hear what the worst date they've ever had is.
Sorry, Phil, if you don't want to hear this, but I'm so nosy.
Wait there, just give me the thumbs up. I'm just taking my headphones off.
Because I feel like everyone's came across some sort of disaster on the dating scene.
Oh, let's have a think about it. Oh.
My mum didn't get time to prepare for this because this was meant to be an episode where we weren't asking questions like this because Phil didn't want to hear them. But go with it.
Only to the fact that I've had a guy that was so shy, absolutely excruciating shy, and it's really, really difficult, isn't it, when somebody's shy?
Yeah.
Because no matter what you say to them, they just wouldn't open up. So it was a long, excruciating date. Hence, we only had the one.
I've got one.
Okay, let's hear it.
It was a bit more of a dating relationship disaster, but someone who worshipped his mother.
Oh, yes.
We won't mention names, but yeah.
Yeah, no, that was difficult.
What do you mean worshipped his mother? So basically just spoke about his mum constantly?
Lived with his mum.
Oh, right.
Well, I probably should have realised the red flag when on the second date his mum came out with us.
What? I did not know that. Why didn't you use that as a dating disaster?
Well, that was second date. Mum came out with us.
That's amazing.
Why?
That should have been a red.
Did you not know she was going to attend the date? She's turned up.
He turns up with his mother. So,
this is amazing.
On the second date. Mum is with a wonderful person right now who she's been with for quite a long time, and I get on really well with him, and he's great. So, yeah, these dating disasters. I did not know this.
I love
this. Why did you not tell me?
No, this is the kind of juicy gossip I live for. So did the mum ask you, like, questions, or was she just sitting there, like, listening?
Oh, mum didn't like me. But mum didn't like anybody that went out with him because mum didn't want anybody to go out with him. So she wasn't pleasant to me. And she
wasn't... I would have to say something. Like, I'm always I'm polite on dates, but I feel like if someone brought their mum and she was rude to me at the end, I would have to say something like cheeky and run off.
Yeah. I gave him the benefit of the doubt on that one. I mean, she never turned up again, but she was always, I should have seen that big red flag and I didn't. So.
Well, that's a brilliant dating disaster. I love that one.
I didn't know it. So, yeah. I had a dating disaster with a shy guy. And then all of a sudden, mum turned up at the second date. Like, come on, mum, seriously. You've listened to the show. You know what the quality of dating disasters are like.
Okay, I've got a question for you. So, you know, you mentioned people people have a lot of anxiety, you know, since the pandemic. If people are probably, you know, a bit nervous about going on dates because, you know, sometimes it's probably been about a year and a half since maybe some people have been dating. What advice would you give to someone if they've got a date arranged to make themselves feel calm before they go on the date? Is there any kind of techniques they can do to prepare them?
They could do, there's lots of wonderful meditations online that they could do, that, you know, some deep breaths and things like that. So, yeah, I would recommend going online. There's some really good meditations on
there. Yeah, so do you kind of breath techniques?
Yeah.
Slow inhale.
Breathe in, breathe out.
Exhale.
And also, I would say, like, just for people to remember that if the date doesn't go well, that there's nothing wrong with that. You know, it's just...
It's an experience. You learn from it.
Exactly.
Let somebody know.
And it may be not about them. It might be about the person that they're with. It's not always necessary about you, isn't it? And sometimes we're just not compatible with people.
That's it. Yeah.
And if you don't try, you don't know, do you? That's what exactly. I always grieve that you were.
Yeah. Yeah,
there's many levels of connection, and
definitely.
It's not just physical, it's mental, and there's so many more. And yeah, you might not connect.
That's it.
Final thoughts.
This segment is called Final Thoughts, where we've reached the end of the episode and we take a look back at what we learned, what we're going to take away, or what we just found a little bit funny.
Thank you for coming on the
show. Thank you so
much. We always do this thing called Final Thoughts, where we pick something that we've spoken about on the show and we tell everybody. So, Jane? You first.
Yeah, what I found interesting was the fact that you said, you know, say there's something in your relationship that's not working, it may actually be you and not the partner. And I always think, God, that actually makes a lot of sense, because if you're getting so irritated by something, maybe it is you. So it's like, don't just jump to the fact that it could be your partner. It could actually be you. And your sessions sound amazing, and it sounds so fascinating. So yeah, I think it's worthwhile to try and give it a shot, because you don't know what you're going to get.
I'm sure Mum will sort you out with a session. Yes. If you want a session for something.
Definitely. Yeah, if you do,
that'd be amazing.
I'm happy to do that.
Mum, what would your final thought be?
No, thank you ever so much. I just want to say thank you to both of you for inviting me on there and give me the opportunity to speak about RTT and let your wonderful viewers know all about it. If anybody wants to just contact me to speak about it, just to ask any questions, just feel free.
Perfect.
We'll let you know all the information at the end of the show.
And Phil, what's your final thoughts?
Mine, the next time I have a party and drink gin, not to fill it with water and replace it. No, my final thoughts are, do you know what? I really want to thank my mum for being my mum. She's always been there for me, like even when I have been the worst ever, you know, in any situations, she's been there. And I think we've both grown like massively, especially at the end of my last relationship. Me and my mum's relationship has come a lot closer. We talk a lot more. She supports the podcast. I support her. And, you know, it's just been great. And so thank you for being my mum. And thank
you
for doing everything that you've done for me. And now it's time to concentrate on yourself, because you've always put everyone else first. And now it's time to put you first.
I mean, I hope you're not listening to like the intimacy part of the podcast. That's embarrassing.
I listen to it all.
Oh, no.
Don't worry.
Apart from when I turn around and say, "Don't listen." She's heard it all. She knows all about. So yeah. So, Mum, if anybody wants to get in touch with you, how do they do that?
They can contact me by email, mm-hmm. and that's reflectbackhypnotherapy@gmail.com. And I'm also on Instagram at reflectbackhypnotherapy. So just direct message me. And if you want to chat, we can arrange a discovery call and discuss whatever you need to work on.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
And I think anyone that mentions the podcast when they message, I think Mum's going to sort them out a discount or something for it. So
definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Amazing. Yeah.
So there we go. So again, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you for being part of the show. And to everybody listening, thank you very much. And I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I was a little bit embarrassed about it with everything that came out. And if you are a potential suitor, like a potential partner for me, please ignore all the bad traits, because it's not like that anymore. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening.
If you want to find out more, you can follow us at Unhinged and Mumbled Up or
Swipe Forever After.
And if you want to send us an email or check out our website, it is www.uabu.co.uk. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.